As water runs low, so too does the cash economy in Australia's rural communities. Many towns are facing a money drought as the farm incomes that support them dry up. And in some cases, generous drought donations are having unintended consequences on local businesses, as Rachel Carbonell reports.
When money is tight, it pays to be in the business of selling the bare essentials. But in the pretty little town of Cooler in the New South Wales Central West, even the local butcher is doing it tough.
How are you, mate?
Jared Bennett says people are looking for cheaper food.
Yeah, well, our business is down in general turnover, and then obviously trying to source stock has been hard.
But when times are tough, it's the little luxuries that go first. Lee Gibbon is the Cooler hairdresser.
People don't have the money to get their hair done. They're feeding stock, looking after their own. So you notice people don't have extra funds for the ladies to get their hair cut. The men are clipping it themselves, so we just kind of just got to get by each month.
At the local gift store, it's even worse.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Thank now, you. Would you like that one gift wrapped? We offer free gift wrapping.
Yes.
Owner Liz Austin says her turnover is down by more than half.
You may go a week, and you might have two people walk in the door for a whole week. It's a huge downturn.
At a guess, in percentage terms, what do you reckon your business is down since the drought?
Oh, gosh, at least 50, 60%, at least.
That's a lot.
It's huge.
Are you going to be able to keep going?
Probably not, no.
Many of the farmers that prop up this town have been scraping by with the help of generous drought donations, but some of that charity has come in the form of hampers and gift cards for businesses out of town. President of the Cooler Chamber of Commerce, Kathy Rindfletch, says that's had some unintended consequences.
The generosity has been fantastic and people have been accepting the help because they were in desperate need, but it's not helping the town and the small businesses because all that money is going out of town and not supporting our businesses where we have a lot of people employed.
The local Lions Club has decided to stop dealing in charity that doesn't support the local economy. President Quinton Hutchison.
Not only is business down, people are slow to pay their accounts because they haven't got the funds coming in. So you've got your businesses carrying a lot more credit.
The Lions Club is now putting drought donation money onto special gift cards that can only be spent in town. And it's giving those cards to people in hardship that live and work in the district.
I really believe we can put 100,000 into the town in 12 months.
The Cooler Card is part of a local gift card initiative which can be tailored to any community. Ashley Watt is a founder of the Why Leave Town card system. He says many other towns are now considering it for drought relief purposes.
So I guess in the last 6 months or so, we've had at least half a dozen places come to us who have actually then started up a program just particularly for drought reasons. But we've got possibly a couple other dozen more that are actually having that conversation with us right now because they've got these funds, they want to find a way to actually distribute them through their community.
But the gift that people in Cooler want the most is some decent rain.
Rachel Carbonell reporting.